few years ago, customers on Eagle River City Water got great news. The city would pay to replace all existing lead water service lines for homeowners across the city, about 60 of them. Because the lines are underneath private property, they're usually the homeowner's responsibility. Utility manager Mike Sanborn oversaw the replacement program.
It worked out great for the property owners. They were able to get their services replaced to copper at no charge to them.
The city's just about done and just about lead-free. It's something Sanborn doubts could have been accomplished without the city covering the cost.
Especially right now with what's happening with the virus and the lack of people working, definitely would have been a challenge to get them to commit to spending any money on their service lines.
Eagle River got $500,000 from the DNR in 2017 and 2018 for the project. It was part of $27 million the state pledged to communities to help replace lead service lines. Statewide, the program has helped pay for the replacement of 5,600 lines to homes and more than 300 to daycares, says the DNR's Becky Scott.
I think we would definitely consider it a success. Several small communities have informed us that they have actually removed all of the lead service lines in their community, which definitely is a plus.
Now, the DNR is rolling out a new $61 million grant program for communities to help homeowners offset the cost of replacing their lead lines. Even so, Scott calls the tens of millions of dollars a drop in the bucket in the massive effort to get rid of lead lines statewide.
I guess we're seeing this program sort of as a momentum builder to try to get the communities in the habit of getting these replaced.
According to one estimate, the lines replaced through the 2017-2018 funding were only about 4% of the lead lines in the state. Besides granting money, Scott and the DNR are pushing communities to make lead replacement not a choice for homeowners, but a requirement. The city of Mosinee thought it was a good idea. Last year, it passed an ordinance requiring homeowners to replace lead lines within a year of their discovery by the city, says City Administrator Jeff Gates.
We also wanted to have a tool available to us to encourage people to replace the lines or require them if that's what it needed to be.
Through its own DNR grant, Mosinee offers $2,500 to homeowners to offset the price of the work, which is often enough to cover everything.
We knew that these lines had to be taken care of from a drinking water quality standpoint.
Mosinee's lead lines are part of about 154,000 in the state, according to an analysis finished this month by Environmental Defense Fund Chemicals Policy Director Tom Neltner. Numbers elsewhere in the United States are sketchy, but Neltner figures that number puts Wisconsin among the most afflicted states.
I think Wisconsin's probably in the top 10 in the country. It isn't at the top. It's much better than its state down south. Illinois has a bigger problem.
Chicago alone has 380,000 lead lines, in part because it used to require they be installed. Even though Wisconsin is likely near the top in lead lines, Neltner says it's also a leader in addressing the issue, thanks in part to grant programs like the one benefiting Eagle River and Mosinee.
So Wisconsin's actually way ahead of the curve, and that's due to some leadership at the Department of Natural Resources and the Public Service Commission.
States like Virginia and Vermont have modeled similar programs after Wisconsin. The state is also one of just a few that requires reporting of pipe materials in all communities. It's something the federal government is about to require as part of a revised lead and copper rule. But mandatory reporting also sheds light on another issue. Many communities don't know what's underground. The material of about 300,000 lines in Wisconsin is unknown, largely because of antiquated record keeping, says Neltner.
Remember going to the library and pulling a little card that would be for that library book? Well, they have the same thing for pipe taps. So they have to dig those out, transcribe them, make them electronic, and a lot of communities hadn't made that investment. And they think they're going to have to now.
Knowing what's underground and replacing the lead is more important than ever, says Neltner. We've known lead ingestion can cause behavioral and cognitive problems for kids. Data now shows it can lead to cardiovascular issues for adults.
So we know it gets you coming as children, it gets you going as adults with cardiovascular. Let's get the lead service lines out. Let's make that investment in those in the community.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.